The American Lung Association and here locally releasing the 23rd annual State of the Air report. I think there's something wrong with the air in Washington, but hopefully we have clearer air here and clearer heads. What about changes in the air quality? Kevin Stewart joins us, the State of Air, right up to date. Kevin,
hi,
thanks
morning.
For being with us, GMI Studios.
Jack.
How are you?
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. How are you?
Great. Good. Tell us about this. Where are we at?
Yeah, well, New Hampshire certainly does very well compared to lots of the rest of the country. For instance, for the daily measure of fine particle pollution in our report, gets straight A's, and that's always good news. But we do point out there are some mixed grades where, in some cases, there's some improvement in ozone smog, but for the year-round measure of fine particles, there were three counties that got slightly worse levels, although it's still very good compared to lots of places. So, it's really nice to talk about the air in this part of the country because there's not a whole lot bad to report, really.
You know, it's interesting, Kevin. I think some of the worst air quality I remember, and I love being outdoors. I hike a lot. I'm on the water a lot. I love fishing. But I think of the last couple of years, when we've seen these out-of-state, not here, but in Canada or different states in the country, these big, like, forest fires, and you know, sometimes that has caused more bad air here, even in the mountains, kind of like a smog, if you will, from very far away, correct?
That's correct. I certainly do remember myself. I live in Pennsylvania, but I do remember when forest fires in Quebec came down 800 miles south. And so we know that air pollution doesn't pay attention to county boundaries, state boundaries, national boundaries. It'll go where the wind takes it. And one of the problems, of course, we've seen a huge amount of increase in wildfires in the western United States and Canada, and that air pollution we've seen come east has made the sky look different. So we know that the potential for air pollution affecting our own local air quality exists.
Kevin Stewart, American Lung Association, State of Air, their release. A couple quick questions for you, Kevin. You mentioned a couple counties here not doing as well, but overall, how do we rate? I mean, is it an A, B, C, D, you know, F type of rating, or and also what are the most what are the most polluted cities in the country? If you had to point, I mean, I'm just curious what counties here, and then if you had to point on other states or cities that aren't doing so well, where are they?
Right, sure. Well, we do know, one of the things that we could talk about here is we know when we take a look at the air quality in New Hampshire, there's certainly the information from our grades where we can talk about counties like Hillsborough County has improved for ozone, gotten an A. It actually went from a C 2 years ago to a B to an A. Rockingham County still gets a C like last year, but it's a little bit better C. Coos County improves to a C,
Coos,
but some of the some of the worst areas are only those relatively few areas. So when we're talking about a C grade in Rockingham County, it's hard to find worse air in the state. And so that's one of the things that we're really happy about for New Hampshire. And then also when we talk about air pollution where it's worse. Los Angeles, of course, rises to the top of the list. Lots of places in California do. But even here in the east, I mean, you don't have to go very far away. Fairfield County, Connecticut is the worst county for ozone in the eastern half of the United States. Certainly, there's a lot of issues around why the air pollution is so bad, why ozone is so bad there. But at the same time, you don't have to go very far away to find some bad grades. I mean, even when you take a look, let me just pull it up here. Providence, Rhode Island gets an F grade for air pollution as well. So for ozone. So that's an example of where the problem here even in New England is still exists, where there are many bad air days, and even one bad air day can be one bad air day too many for someone.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin Stewart, American Lung Association. Thanks for what you do. Very important stuff. Thank you for joining us on our network of news talk stations here in New England, GMI Studios. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mike. Take care. Bye.